For all of you YouTubers, we normally do that before you come on because that's been in the background. Anyways, I was looking at the playlist last night of Read the Word, and I'm telling you, man, you can go to Genesis. You can start at the beginning and go all the way through that thing. And that is going to be amazing. And you get in there, got any questions, send me a question. Email me. My email is in every one of the programs somewhere in the comments or in the notes or something. And you will grow. You will literally grow so much just from listening to the Read the Word that you will be amazed. It's going to be good. Now, today, we are reading about John the Baptist. It's going to be pretty cool. We're going to hear it from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I think that's who it is. Yeah, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're going to hear it from those three men. And it will be a blessing to you. I am on Zoom. I am on YouTube. So, here's the prayer. Pray it with us. Father, what happened to this prayer? Thank you for Jesus' blood that gives me access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry. All of our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Here we go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist prepares the way for Jesus. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. It's right over here, about 30 miles. For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. I want you to notice that his is capitalized. That's Jesus. John is making him a straight path to walk on. Verse 4, John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Yum, yum, yum. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him, and were baptized him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Spirit of Elijah is on you." Therefore, bear fruits of your repentance, worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourself, "We have Abraham as our father." For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Wow, that's just judgment. I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he's coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. There's just no way, if you read the Bible, that you can be confused about eternal judgment. There's just no way. 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Mark chapter 1. Old chapter. Hang on just a second. Let me make sure I'm doing the right thing here. Yeah. All right. Mark chapter 1. John the Baptist prepares the way. Now this is Mark's rendition of it. Mark's key word is immediately. I like this guy. "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it's written in the prophets. Behold, I send my messenger before you for your face, who will prepare you your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his belt, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, 'There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose.'" Now see, Matthew said that John had said, "I can't even carry the sandal." "I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Verse 9, And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him, Jesus, like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now you can get the picture there. Jesus is in the water, the Holy Spirit like a dove, and the voice of the Father in heaven, three in one. Chapter 1, verse 12. Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered to him. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed him. When he'd gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and they went after him. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. You know why? Because he did have authority. And not as the scribes. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. When the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately, his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. It's interesting because we're not reading all of the stories of the temptation. That must be tomorrow. Or no. 29, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him, Jesus, about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick, and those who were even possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Well, how did they know him? They once were angels. And now they're fallen angels, but they don't lose the fact that they once were angels. And they'll remember as they burn in damnation forever that they once were in the glory of God. Wow. Just whatever you do, be right with God. You just, eternity, certainly the flames will be hot. And there'll be no water there to quench your thirst. That's bad. There will be no presence of God or his mercy there. On this earth right now, there's still the presence of God and his mercy. It's right here. It's still here. Wow. 35, I'm in Mark 1, 35. In the morning, having risen long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone's looking for you." He said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, before him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately, I like the book of Mark, because it says immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, offer for cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. And now, Luke chapter 3. John the Baptist prepares the way of the Lord. Now we're going to get a whole new picture here. Same people, same era, talking about the same thing written by Luke the physician. Right? Personally, I believe that Dr. Pepper goes real good with reading the Bible. But so does coffee. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and the region of the Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, right over by Texas. Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. The word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. So Brother Luke stacked the deck and told a little bit more about what's going on there. But I love it because it's history. You can go to exactly the point where this happened. And the historian of the day, the contemporary historian of the day, his name was Josephus. You could read the same thing right there. Verse 4, it's written in the book of Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. He adds a little bit more. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked straight, it's from the Messiah, and the rough places plain, and all flesh shall see him together." You guys just didn't know that I had quite this much refinement in me, did you? "And all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord." Verse 7. And he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come?" I mean, guys are going after him. Three times they've been told. No, that's just written three different ways. Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you, God is able to raise up children to Abraham from the stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which does not bear fruit, good fruit, is cut down and thrown into the fire. How do you deny hell? You can't. If you don't bear good fruit, you're thrown into the fire. So the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none. He who has food, let him do likewise. Then the tax collectors also came to be baptized, and they said to him, teacher, what shall I do? And he said to them, collect no more than what is appointed for you to collect. Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, and what shall we do? He said to them, do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. John was putting some stuff in order, wasn't he? As the people are in expectation and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered and saying to them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. How do you deny that? The problem is that people don't read it.
Yeah.
Because if you read this book, you will do what it says. Willingly and quickly. And thoroughly. He'd be like, no, I ain't going through that. And with many other exhortations, he preached to the people. Verse 19. Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, also added this, above all, that he shut John up in prison. Dummy. When all the people were baptized, came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven and said, you are my beloved son, and you I am well pleased. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthew, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jana, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathiah, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Negai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathiah, the son of Simei, the son of Joseph, the son of Judah, the son of Joannes, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kozam, the son of Elmodam, the son of Ur, the son of Josie, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Mathath, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Menan, the son of Mattathiah, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, make sure you're here next time, because I am sure next time we are going to be reading about the temptation of Jesus, how he confronted the enemy. That's how you and I are going to have to confront him. And you're just not going to want to miss a single day between now and Christmas. Or, I mean, you know, the new year, the ending of the year. This is going to be an amazing walk through the New Testament. Probably one you've never done before. Because most people read all the book of Matthew, then all the book of Mark, all the book of Luke, and then all the book of John. But we're going to be reading it as it happens in all four of the Gospels. So we had three different pictures today of John the Baptist. And the last one was all of the reigning dignitaries. And then the fact that Herod, the Tetrarch, was rebuked by John because he had his Herodias, his brother's wife, as his wife. Herod was a wicked man. And John the Baptist, by the leadership of Almighty God, stuck his finger in his face and said, "You're a wicked man. You just got to obey God." Right? And God will be with you. Now, I like the fact that how John said, Jesus is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to unloose the sandal. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. We, in our generation, are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Just like they said. So, what John the Baptist prophesied in this, you know, whatever it was, I'm not sure the time, it's like, you know, 4 AD or something. Or maybe it might even be 4 BC. Anyways, the date isn't important, but when he said it, that he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, that prophecy was fulfilled in my life in 1985. And in 1981. That prophecy was fulfilled in my life in 1981. And then again in 1985. So you have to make the Bible. You got to take this Bible and you got to make it so that it's valuable to you in your life. Because when you stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to judge you by this book. And he's not going to judge you severely by the book if you solve this thing and judge yourself now. If you don't judge yourself now, you'll probably won't even be at Jesus' judgment seat. You'll be at the white throne judgment. And if you're there, you go to hell forever. You are banished from the presence of God and love and mercy and grace forever. Fire is going to be the least of your worries, because there will be no presence of God there. And you don't know what that feels like. You don't know. Because this earth, since the Holy Spirit was poured out on, has had the Holy Spirit in every corner of the earth. No matter where you go, you still have the presence of God and the mercy of God working in your life. And that's messed up. I can't even think about it. Scary is the wrong word. It's alarming. It's a motivating thought to help people know who. Yeah, it is. It is terrifying to help people come to the understanding of, don't worry about, you can burn in hell forever by Satan. Well, he's going to be forever chained in a bottomless pit, but you are going to burn. It is going to be fire. The worm won't die. But you got to think about it. No characteristic of God will be there. Because that place was made for the devil and his angels. Because they fell. And it wasn't made for humans. No different than we're going to have a glorified body when we get to heaven. You will have to have a body that is fit to burn forever. Because at the same level of the glory we receive is the same level of the destructions the other received. Just because you won't receive Jesus. So receive him. And welcome him into your life. And then make a point to walk with God every day. Let's pray the prayer of salvation so that we know everyone who's with us is right with God. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John
3:16. And I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Say this with all of your heart. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
You are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands up and just say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your grace, your mercy, your love, and your righteousness.
All of your grace, your mercy, your love, and your righteousness.
Filling me with all the fullness of God.
Filling me with all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. So that experiencing that you're going through right now is Jesus filling every part of you. What's amazing about Jesus is he paid the price with his blood, severe price. And his body was broken and destroyed. And then he just willingly gives you the benefit of it. His blood purges your life from sin. His righteousness fills that vacant void with the greatest force there is on the face of the earth, righteousness. Righteousness will exalt a whole nation. You might say, Pastor, how do I be a Christian? Well, most of all, don't worry about that. Every day, be a believer. Wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, I believe in you. Help me walk with you today. And he will help you walk with him all day. Talk to him all day long. Talk to him at your lunch break. Talk to him on your other breaks. Talk to him at your supper time. Teach your family to talk to him. When you lay down in your bed at night, look up there and say, how'd I do today, Jesus? And he'll talk to you. And when you wake up in the morning, get your Bible out and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. First five books of the New Testament. Read them and read them and reread them and reread them and reread them. And you will begin to walk with God. Click like, click subscribe, hit the bell. Figure out all of our different platforms and be on it. We used to have a real heavy Facebook presence, but they really censored us and deleted our posts and everything, so we just quit going over there. And we welcome you to be a part of what we're doing today. And if you got a question, want to tell me your story, any of that, give us a prayer request, send us an email. We'll be glad to help you walk with God any way that we can. Now, if you ever wondered about righteousness, come and join us every evening this week. This is October the 3rd, right? No, 4th. This will be the 4th. 8 p.m. at night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Come and join us. I'm going to be teaching on the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus all week long. And you're going to want it, and you're going to want to understand it, because it's one of the very great foundation forces of your Christian life. You want to make sure you're there in Jesus' mighty name. And until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And
Jesus
is
Lord. I got lots more to say, but it's time to go. See you soon. In Jesus' mighty name. Click the right buttons here.